What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, is with me. So, Jess, we will kind of hold our horses in terms of our biscuit brief. Brief biscuit beef
yes.
that we ate yesterday.
Delish.
Cooking for 24 hours.
I'm still full. God.
I had to be rolled home. It was like something from the Flintstones, what we were eating. It was absolutely delicious. Anyway, we won't give too much away. But you are going to be back later as well to talk in your tech takeover, which is, you know, on air every Wednesday at 5:30. Mm-hmm. And this week, no different. You've been just around the corner, actually, from where we're broadcasting to speak to. So Q from James Bond, played by Desmond Llewellyn for so many years and other people in more recent movies. Mm. His US equivalent, his real life US equivalent.
Yeah, he's one of the most interesting characters I think I have ever met in my entire life. So he introduces himself as a first generation American, a second generation veteran and a third generation entrepreneur. So he's taken all of those different bits of his identity and amalgamated them into creating a tech incubator here in the city. And I think a lot of my preconceived notions about Austin was that it's an up and coming tech city. But as I dug a bit deeper, I realized companies have been here for decades now. Things like Dell have been here. Google have a base, Indeed have a base. I know the lads from Ireland Gateway Europe are out there this morning, as well as the startups. And so what Mark, the USQ, is trying to do is nurture the talent, take his skills and experience from his time in the military and essentially deploy that with up-and-coming businesses. He was very influential in the Department of Defense in terms of distributing budget to tech innovations. So when it came to drones, for example, or when it came to different types of radar technology, he would assess the risk. Is the risk of using this technology worth the outcome? And again, that's a really useful skill set to have when you're dealing with startup businesses. So later in the show, I'm going to bring you inside Q Branch, which is what their office is called. It's around the corner from where we are. I went there yesterday morning. It is the coolest and also the best coffee I've had in Austin.
Was oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually a startup.
You didn't bring me any, but anyway.
I'll come up with an excuse later on. But it's one of the startups. So there's a small company from Austin who had this idea for interactive touchscreen coffee machines. And there's one available in Q Branch. I'm obsessed.
People love nothing more than listening to other people talk about what a great time they've had when they're away.
I've had a great time.
Last night, right, there's this a little place around the corner from here. Here Nor There is the name of it. Very exclusive, very bougie.
Very bougie.
You need a code to get in through the door.
Yeah.
It used to operate, we were told, on recommendation only, but now you can make a reservation. So we were invited along. And how we were invited along, because this is a great little story. This is a bunch of lads, mainly fellas who were all in secondary school together,
yeah,
who came over in J1s, loved Austin, came back after college, and now we're running this place.
Yeah, it is an incredible... You don't think people like this exist. So as you say, we went down to the Here and Now. I would highly recommend it. It's a downstairs bar. As Kieran said, very bougie. You're greeted by a stuffed bear holding glasses, and you take your little glass, you go into your table. And the lads there are just... Like the excitement and the passion they have is palpable. But as you said, they did their J1. They loved it so much. They came back. They established this bar. They've hired mixologists and they have created and curated the menu. Like, how would you describe the menu? It was like a kid's book,
it's
right?
It's like a kid's book. And it was there was kind of bespoke poems in every page related to the particular cocktail. The cocktails were absolutely delicious. As we said, if you're going there, the family gathering was my favourite.
Mm.
That was the cognac and bourbon.
Oh, yeah.
At the end.
Yeah.
That was the one at the end. We had more than one, we should say.
For research
and
purposes.
Thank you to Connor and Cahill and all the lads there as well for accommodating us. But listen, the reason we bring it up isn't to kind of bore people with us talking about our time away. It's because I guess this brings us to kind of gateway to Europe to a degree. So this is this trade mission that we're here as media partners with, Jess. And that mission has changed focus over the last 10 years. And there's lots more companies in Ireland now who look at this trade mission as an opportunity to expand into the States. And you can see why, because these guys are scaling up this business.
Yeah, that's what Conor was telling us last night. So this started as a dream on a J1 and has become a reality. And they are now talking about, you know, bringing it to the likes of New York or perhaps the West Coast. And I think what's really impressive is getting your foot in the door in the American market is a difficult thing to do. Getting established within a state is a very difficult thing to do. Mm. And then expanding is incredibly difficult. And that's why things like the Ireland Gateway to Europe delegation is important, because you build relationships and you kind of, it's not cutting corners, but it's fast tracking to the next level of success and understanding that what works in Austin may not work in New York or may not work in California. So having that local knowledge and having people that you can turn to and rely on and ask questions. I was down with the Enterprise Ireland office yesterday, and they were telling me that that's a huge part of what they do. It's not that they, you know, offer you $1 million to come and base yourself here. They will introduce you to the right people. They will help you to acclimatize, and they will give you that opportunity to expand your business. And I also found it really interesting talking to the lads last night in the bar that they chose to do that in America, like the land of opportunity. It definitely seems to be the case there now. They were telling us that they're up for multiple Notions Awards, best menu.
Well, Conor recently got overlooked. He was shortlisted for a Bartender of the Year award.
Was he overlooked? I
missed
that.
Yeah, overlooked for that. Well, he wasn't, you know, advertising it. I did hear him mention it. But they are up for a big award in Mexico next week. So these guys are really up and coming. It is a great, great place. And thank you to Conor and Cathal and all of them. Again, here nor there, if you give it a Google, you will find the name of it. You'll find the details somewhere. If you are heading in this direction, I'm sure they'll accommodate you as well. But Jess, you know, what I loved about that and being out and about in the city as well yesterday is the same thing you experience when you're anywhere for the first time. It's just kind of getting a sense of the place. You've been here before. And what's interesting, speaking to people who have been here and living here for a few years or visit intermittently like yourself, is how much it's changing.
Oh, it's bananas. When we went out yesterday for our coma-inducing barbecue, we walked across the bat bridge yet again. No bats again.
No bats again.
This is a farce.
False advertising. I'm going to sue the city of Austin for false advertising.
Happy.
I mean, this is where the heavily regulated markets of Europe come into their own. They wouldn't get away with claiming bats come out every night in Europe. Brussels wouldn't have it.
They wouldn't allow it. But anyway, as we were walking across and I was dodging the bats for fear of seeing them, we looked across to our left and you could see the amount of construction that was underway. And these are all high-rise buildings. And I was first here about 6 years ago. I was here again 2 years ago. And there's no question that the skyline has changed. And what I found, me being me, really interesting was when you look at the top of the buildings that are established, the majority of them have tech logos on them. So we've seen Google, we've seen Indeed, we've seen a whole host of companies. There was, you pointed out one of the EV manufacturers in town as well. Like there was a whole host of techie businesses there with clear bases in the middle of the city.
Yeah, there's a Rivada place on the other side of the river, which I'm not sure if you can buy them anywhere in Europe yet. Certainly they're not on the road in Ireland, but they are another EV truck.
But you can see the impact of the investment. Every single person that I've spoken to is like, oh, it's really exciting that we've got all this, you know, innovation in the city, but prices are going up and rents are going up. And that is something that Mr. Q, Mark told me from Q Branch, that they are seeing the pressure. So when families come to base themselves in Austin, they do need help in getting accommodation, finding schools and all the rest. But there is no doubt that this is very much taking over the mantle from Silicon Valley as the tech hub.
Well, we're going to be speaking to Audrey McGlinchey, a housing reporter with NPR in Austin, a little bit later this hour. We're going to hear more from Q and exactly what he does in Jess's tech takeover later on the show. But with me right now, and with myself and Jess here in our studio in Austin, Texas, is Bethany Harbaugh. She is the owner of Twisted Texas Tours. Bethany, you're welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thanks a million.
Thank you.
So, I mean, this keep it weird thing, keeping Austin weird. I have to ask you about that first, because I've seen it like it's on TV. t-shirts, it's on beach towels, it's on hats, it's on everything.
It is like,
what is it?
Official motto. Well, it's become a way of life here in Austin for us. We have always been a bit of the redheaded stepchild of Texas, as far as Texas in general as a state is very conservative, very red. And Austin is very much the little blueberry in the cherry pie that is the state of Texas.
Oh, the little blueberry in the cherry pie.
We've always been. Oh, please do. I think I stole it from somebody else. But we've always been a little bit off. And it's something that, particularly here in Austin, we have truly come to just try and embrace. We pride ourselves on being a very open and welcoming city. We want people to just come here, live their best lives, be happy. And as long as their big or small life decisions don't interfere with my big or small life decisions, you do you, boo, is what we say. Or maybe that's just what I say.
And I mean, that spirit of kind of openness and inclusivity and progressiveness, I mean, does that jar with the rest of Texas?
It does not, for the most part. Well, let me say with the caveat, most of the larger cities in Austin, or like Austin, do have a bit more of a broader mindset, a more open and welcoming, inclusive. But we have definitely decided to make that our brand and our identity is we're going to be weird. We're going to have a adult Quidditch team playing out in Zilker Park just for fun. We're going to have a festival every weekend for anything you can imagine that you might be interested in. I more than once have seen folks walking around downtown dressed as centaurs for no reason whatsoever. So we're very much, right. You never know what you're going to find here. And it's just entirely that spirit of just be yourself, and we love you for it.
Yeah, we actually were walking across a park towards Terry Black's yesterday, and there was signs up for there's a reggae festival kind of coming up.
Yes, this weekend.
Oh, is that it? It's this weekend, so we won't be here for it. But I mean, that kind of brings us to another part of the identity of the city, which is music as well, isn't
it? Yes, we are.
Even incorporated in the tours, don't you?
We do. So at Twisted Texas, we have definitely leaned into the fact that Austin has proclaimed itself the live music capital of the world. I know some other places may argue with us, but again, we've decided it. We gave ourselves the nickname. And with Twisted Texas, we not only show off the sights of the city and the food and the drink, but all of our tours incorporate live music. So we have different size vehicles that have either a solo musician or a three-piece band that play on board as the vehicle moves around town. And it's truly one of the most, I mean, I know I'm a bit biased, but truly one of the most unique experiences I think you can have. And not only does it help keep things weird, because who in their right mind would put a band on a bus? But it also, it keeps that spirit of Austin music and weirdness alive, and kind of just helps us keep that mantra going.
How difficult is it to maintain that identity and the Keep Austin Weird thing with it? Such a kind of an influx of new people into the city all the time.
It is a challenge. We have seen a lot of some of our sort of iconic businesses that maybe have been in Austin for years and years and decades and decades, that as more and more new people come in, and as we were talking about earlier, as Jess said, you know, the rents increasing and prices skyrocketing, unfortunately falling out of business just because the mom and pop shop that does the amazing coffee that Jess found, Starbucks comes in next door and they just can't keep up with the pricing. Mm. But don't give out all hope. We actually, many years ago, not terribly far from here, about 2 blocks away from the hotel here, there's a large building that is now the Whole Foods headquarters, which is one of our largest grocery stores, and it was based and started in Austin. Before they moved in, a Borders bookstore wanted to take over that space. Right across the street is a still around Austin landmark bookstore called Book People. Mm. And we literally as a city had like holding up signs on the street corners, protests. No, we don't want Borders here. You're going to run Book People out of business. We won't have it. We will protest large corporations coming in
this
is what our priorities are.
This is like, what was the Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan movie that was?
It was, yes.
Anyway,
you've got mail.
Yes, exactly. This is what it is.
It really was. We were successful in keeping the big guy from coming in and knocking out the little guy. And Book People still stands to this day and is still an Austin original kind of thing to do. And so with Twisted Texas, what we like to do is we visit food and drink venues and music venues that are in some way special or unique to Austin. Either okay. they're family owned. We only work with places that you will not find anywhere else. So either they're up and coming businesses or they have a particularly unique offering. And that way we can kind of help support that, keeping it weird by keeping it local.
Mm.
And that's just our little 2 cents that we're adding into the atmosphere of Austin.
Don't leave Austin, says one of our listeners, without a visit to the Broken Spoke. You'll see some serious Texas dancing. Jim in Mayo says it is Texas, so they like their meat, but make sure you try catfish grits and biscuits.
Oh, yes.
And jambalaya. What's jambalaya?
Jambalaya is amazing. It's a sort of a stew, I guess you could say. That's a terrible description. It's fabulous. You need to have some. Yes.
All right. Well, Jim in Mayo says, yeah, it's great Southern comfort food.
Very much so.
According to Jim. So what are the big kind of tourist attractions then in this part of the... Don't say the bats. I mean, if you say the bats, you get out of the studio.
So besides the bats, which I promise they are here sometimes. It's a bit early for them yet. They're only here seasonally, so I'll give you that much.
Okay.
But besides the bats, we in Austin, we love our live music, so we have some really amazing live music venues. Everything from large-scale traditional theater auditorium spaces to converted bowling alleys that are now live music venues. And there's one of my favorites that's up close to where I live in Northwest Austin is this tiny little bar that at one point many years ago, several decades ago, was being used as a wedding venue. And so they added a steeple to the top of the building to make it look more wedding-ish. And it's just remained that way. So really fun, funky things like that. There is, of course, we are the state capitol. So the Capitol building is definitely, it sounds really cheesy and dorky, but it's a really amazing.
It's a huge building.
It's enormous. It's over 1 million square feet. We are the largest by square footage of all state capitol buildings. The only building, capitol building that's larger than ours is our nation's capitol, but we're 15 feet taller. So everything is still bigger
important.
In Texas.
That is. It's an important to claim that. It's important to claim that. Well, listen, thanks a million for coming into us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Bethany, and it's a Twisted Texas Tours. Bethany has the T-shirt on. if people are heading in this direction, I've actually been amazed at how many people have reached out kind of to us on the show, on the text line, or kind of directly online, people sending DMs, people who are here so often, either they visited before, they spent time here in a J1, or lots of people getting in touch to say, because there's so much business here, with a presence in Ireland, that they kind of are over and back on business trips throughout the year. So that's where the recommendations come from, like that recommendation to test out jambalaya from Jim in Mayo. I was in Austin a couple of years back for a psychedelic music festival. It was amazing. This is from Kieran. The people are brilliant. The pubs and bars are brilliant. The music is brilliant. Check out the local band, the Black Angels. They're such a cool band. That is from Kieran. Joseph says, am I your only online listener that actually lives in Austin? Good man, Joseph. Great to hear from you. Well, if you're not too far away, Joseph, we're in the Omni downtown. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. And my thanks to Bethany Harbaugh, the owner of Twisted Texas Tours, and Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.